The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey gamers, this is Level E. A new adventure begins every time you press start. So get ready, power up, and let's jump into the game. Hello everyone, welcome to our fourth episode. Today, we're going to talk about different types of video games. You've probably seen words like RPG in game ads, but maybe you don't know what they mean, right? I used to be the same. I remember when I was in kindergarten, I played on a website with lots of mini-games. When I was choosing a game, I saw many game categories on the homepage, and I didn't know which one to pick because I didn't understand what they meant. But don't worry, after today's episode, you'll be able to find the right game for you without any confusion. Are you ready? Let's get started. The first type we're going to introduce is the most popular genre, action games. Action games are all about fast reactions, quick thinking, and smooth controls. If you love excitement and fast-paced gameplay, this is the genre for you. In action games, you often need to jump, dodge, attack, and make split-second decisions to survive. These games test your reflexes and hand-eye coordination, keeping you on the edge of your seat. One of the most famous action games is Super Mario Brothers, where you control Mario and jump over obstacles to save Princess Peach. Another popular game is Devil May Cry, which is full of stylish sword fights and epic battles. If you like a mix of action and adventure, Hollow Knight is a great choice, where you explore a mysterious world and fight challenging enemies. The second type we are going to introduce is adventure games. Adventure games usually have a strong story with an emphasis on exploration, solving puzzles, and following the narrative. These games let you dive into the world full of mystery and discovery. One of my personal favorite adventure games is The Legend of Zelda. But honestly, when I first played it, I stopped after just 30 minutes. The game has a huge open world, and there is no pressure to complete specific tasks to move the story forward. At that time, I felt running around the vast fields kind of boring. However, a year later, I stumbled upon some videos of other players on YouTube. And out of nowhere, I decided to give it another try. To my surprise, I got totally hooked and even spent several sleeps last night playing Zelda. There's a famous saying in the Zelda community: when Link wakes up, you don't sleep. It's so true! Another game I really like is Little Nightmares. It's not just an adventure game, but also a horror and puzzle game. In the game, you enter a creepy and strange world filled with scary monsters and traps. To finish the game, you need more than just good controls. You also need to use your brain. When I played it, I got stuck in many parts and died countless times. In the end, I had to use YouTube guides to get through. But even so, the art style and atmosphere in the game are amazing. Not only that, the story is really good. This is definitely my favorite horror game. The last adventure game I want to introduce is Danganronpa. Looks like my favorite game genre is really adventure games. Danganronpa is also one of my favorite games. In the game, the best high school students from different fields are trapped in a school and forced to kill each other. In the game, you have to figure out who the murderer is. I'm not really good at reasoning, but I really enjoy playing this game. And then, let's talk about RPG games. RPG stands for role-playing game, where players get to play as a character in an exciting world. These games usually have systems for leveling up, skills, and equipment, letting your character grow stronger as you progress. The fun part is getting deeply involved in the story, completing quests, and becoming the hero of your own adventure. Some great examples of RPG games include Final Fantasy, where you embark on epic journeys with a group of heroes. The Witcher 3 lets you play as Geralt, a monster hunter, solving dark mysteries. Persona 5 is about a group of high school students with special powers who fight against evil. The fourth type is shooter games. In these, you get to shoot, aim, and battle your way through intense action. Whether from a first or third person perspective, among the games I've played, Splatoon 3 is my favorite shooter. It's a third-person shooter. In the game, besides completing daily tasks, which we usually call part-time job, you can also connect online and battle players from all over the world. In the battles, players use ink spraying to cover the ground. You can shoot enemy players to stop them from spraying ink. And at the end of the game, if your team's ink coverage is bigger, you win. This game is super exciting, and every time I play, my heart races with excitement. Next, let's talk about fighting games. Fighting games are all about 1v1 or team battles where you use cool combos and quick reflexes to defeat your opponents. These games really test your skills in timing and strategy, as you try to land powerful attacks while defending against your enemy's moves. Whether you are throwing punches, kicks, or special moves, every match is a fast-paced challenge. I remember the first fighting game I played was a Dragon Ball game on Game Boy. I can't quite remember the exact name, but I defeated many enemies on my journey and felt really accomplished. As I grew older, I played Super Smash Bros. In this game, you can play as various Nintendo characters, each with their own special abilities. However, it seems that I'm not very good at this kind of game because I always get knocked out by my little cousins who love playing it. This is definitely one of their favorite games. Next up, we have RTS games, or real-time strategy games. In these games, you need to make quick decisions as you control resources, build units, and lead your army to victory. There is no time to waste because everything happens in real time, so you have to think fast and act even faster. You can create strategies, manage your resources, and engage in intense battles all at once. It's a mix of playing, quick thinking, and fast actions that keeps you on the edge of your seat. If you love strategy and action, RTS games like StarCraft and Age of Empires are perfect for you. Next, we have turn-based strategy games. In these games, players take turns making moves, giving you time to carefully plan your strategy. Every decision counts as you think about the best way to attack, defend, or outsmart your opponent. It's all about playing ahead, positioning your units wisely, and making the right choices at the right time. The show pays that you focus on your strategy, making it perfect for players who love thinking and problem solving. Games like XCOM and Fire Emblem are great examples where your tactical skills are put to the test. Next, we are going to talk about simulation games. These games let you experience real-life activities in a virtual world. Whether it's running a business, flying an airplane, or building a city, you control every detail and create your own virtual reality. Perfect for players who love to experiment and create. This was my favorite type of game when I was a kid. Whether it was making cakes, doing nails, or selling ice cream, they were all my favorites. As I grew older, my favorite simulation game became Animal Crossing. In the game, I have my own deserted island, where I can get furniture in many ways and decorate the island. There's also a museum and a clothing store. But before that, you need to do a lot of work to earn money. The game also has many cute animal residents, and they always heal me. The style and music are so cute, and even if I do nothing but open the game and relax, it's very calming. Next, let's talk about sports and racing games. These games let you experience the thrill of real-life sports and high-speed racing. You can play as your favorite team's driver, competing to be the best. Whether it's scoring goals in FIFA, shooting hoops in NBA 2K, or racing fast cars in Gran Turismo, these games are perfect for sports and fans. Moving on to horror games, if you love a good scare, this is the genre for you. Horror games focus on creating a tense atmosphere, full of shocking moments and creepy settings. Games like Resident Evil, Silent Hill, and Outlast will keep you on the edge of your seat, making you feel both terrified and excited. Finally, we have sandbox games. These games give you the freedom to explore and create in an open world. You can build anything, from cities to entire worlds. Minecraft lets you craft and survive, while GTA 5 lets you explore a huge city and live a life of crime and adventure. If you love creativity and freedom, sandbox games are perfect for you. So, we've covered most of the game types. Next time you are looking for a game, you can go straight to the interface of the one of you want to play, right? In the next episode, we'll talk about how video games affect society. A lot of people have a bias against gamers, thinking they just waste time playing all day. Some people even get addicted to games and feel like they'll lose it if they don't play. Many teenagers are affected by games in their everyday lives, whether it's good or bad. In the next episode, we'll focus on this. Don't miss it! Thanks for listening today, and I will see you next time!